Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, earlier this month, in just 24 hours, an Irish woman made $1 million, and it was all because of a humble soda bread scone. Mayo-born Mary O'Halloran became an overnight success after the famous Humans of New York on Instagram posted about her homemade scones. Since then, Mary has been up to her elbows in flour, selling her scones right across America, as well as running her Irish bar, Mary O's. Mary O'Halloran has been telling me all about it before we came on air.
I have my own little Irish pub down in the East Village. So during COVID, around about September, my Irish music session people, they used to always tell me, you should sell your Irish soda bread scones online, Mary. And they used to keep telling me, they used to try to really encourage me, to sort of set up a website and stuff. And anyway, they just eventually they did it for me, basically.
They set up your online shop. Things were tough at that point.
Oh, my God. It was awful. You know, nobody in the bar, no business, kids in and out with me every day.
And your husband was working away, is that right?
Yeah. So he works in Alaska. He's a longshoreman. He works in the Aleutian Islands. He was actually stuck in Alaska. There was no flights in or out of his island.
Oh, my God.
Usually he'd go away for, maybe 3.5 months and then he comes back. But he was actually away for 9 months.
Oh, my God. But the pressures were mounting for you. Rent was mounting up, you say?
Yeah. Oh, God. It just, the rent kept piling up. No money coming in. Trying to keep the good side out all the time. Sometimes I'd be in the bar on my own and I'd be like thinking, okay, just keep your head straight, and you have to keep thinking positive and just keep your head straight. It could be so much worse for you because there's so many people out there that were in way worse than me.
You said the Irish musicians, the regulars at your bar, they helped you then set up an online store for your brown bread scones. What happened then?
Yeah, they're not actually brown bread scones. They're Irish soda bread scones.
Oh, excuse me.
They're white with raisins in them.
Oh, lovely. Tell me when it all went boom then.
In January, there was a few people, not a ton, but there was orders in Thanksgiving, during Thanksgiving and at Christmas. Anyway, then in January, this amazing guy, Roger Clark from New York One, he came and he did a story on me. And, he was all about, he does these human interest stories and it was just all so real. He was all about like he came in the basement to see Pat on his computer, stuff like that. He was just amazing.
And this is New York TV.
Yeah, it's like a local news channel. But anyway, there was a big hype after after it was on their news station because the anchorman ate the scones online and it just, it was amazing. And people just that whole weekend and for about a week after, people would be coming to the window, knocking on the window, saying, I saw you on New York One, can I have, can we get some of your scones?
Was that the success or was it the Humans of New York social media post? Didn't that send the whole thing to another stratosphere altogether?
For sure. So one of my oldest regular customers, he sent me a message one day and he said, Mary, I hope you don't mind, but I nominated you for Humans of New York. He said, do you know who it is? And I said, of course I know who it is. Because this guy, Brandon, had photographed Patrick, my oldest boy.
Yeah.
He had photographed him 10 years ago on the street when he was nobody,
Yeah.
And the guy, Brandon, for all the time, he's always stuck in my head. And, I've always, when I'd see a post from him and stuff, I'd always think, Jesus, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, well done, Brandon.
But he came in, he takes photos, tons of photos, and he talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells you, he does a whole interview. And then he just said, look, he said, this story is going to really hit people hard.
But
and then
in,
he was
in
like,
just 24 hours, though, after he posted the story, you had $1 million worth of orders for your humble soda bread scone, as you call it.
Yeah, that's correct.
My God, Mary O'Halloran, you must have fallen off the stool.
No, I wasn't sitting on the stool. I was working away serving my Irish musicians and not paying attention to any of it because I didn't want to get, you know, there's something about the scones, and people will think I'm crazy, but there's something about the scones.
What do you think
and
it
that's
is?
That's what I said to him. My 12-year-old, she goes to school just down the street from us to this little Catholic school. And one time, the principal, she's from Tuam, you know, mm-hmm. and we were talking. She said, oh, God, Mary, those scones are so good, blah, blah, blah. And she was talking about the recipe. And I said, you know, sometimes people ask me for the recipe. And I said, not that I don't want to share it, but I said, even if I give it to them, I don't think it'd be the same. And, you know, she said to me, it's your hands that makes them. It won't, you know, it's not going to taste the same, you know, when somebody else makes it.
Yeah, that's the truth. That is the truth.
And I swear, Mary, there's a feeling when I make these scones because I feel like they saved me during COVID. And there's just nothing like them.
Mary, can I confess something to you? My weakness is a cup of tea and a scone. And I just cannot wait to get over to Mary O's bar and taste one of your scones. But tell me this, though. The $1 million worth of orders. Have you made all of those scones yet?
Not at all. No. Jesus, I'm waiting on flour from Ireland.
Have you got the $1 million?
I'm just going to involve the whole community. I contacted my son's school at Xavier High School on 15th Street or on 16th Street. And there's a teacher there. She's Irish American. And I contacted her and she was like, we're all behind you, Mary. We'll bake scones with you, you know.
Well,
one day I said to her, just help me out. See if we can get the kitchens at the school. So we went in there and that's the plan right now.
You might send over a batch of scones to the Mayo football team before the All-Ireland.
But that's what they need. Some woman should take and bake some scones.
The secret, the magic could be in Mary O's scones. Before I let you go, of the $1 million order, how many do you have left to make or bake?
Right now, there's something like 32,186 boxes of scones to be made.
So you're going to need a bigger boat.
It'll be a lot of fun, though, and it'll be very exciting for everybody. And, you know, the community will come and people will volunteer and it'll be beautiful.
Wow, isn't she an amazing woman? That's the green and red of Mary O'Halloran speaking to me before we came on air from New York.